Welcome back to another in our series of discussions about writing script for Jaws for Windows. This would be episode number 9, if you're keeping track. And we've been talking a lot about strings and other kinds of exciting and boring things, and I thought maybe this week we would launch into something entirely different and start stretching ourselves just a little bit and to talk about some of the Windows aspects, the handles and control IDs and that sort of thing. We're going to continue to work with Notepad, and we've got it up at this point, and we've got the Jaws Script Manager available for us to mess around with. Let's, Notepad is one of those really, really straightforward, simple applications, so simple that you just don't need any scripting of any kind to get it to operate. But let's open the File Open dialog and explore that, with the goal in mind of understanding what some of the various windows are that make up that dialog. So we'll open it here with Alt-F.
Alt-F, file, new. Oh, star.txt, open file name, star.txt.
Now, you're probably quite familiar with this, and of course we can press Insert F1 and find what we're focused on at the moment.
This is an edit field in which you can type information. Use the left and right arrow keys.
Because we know that that's where you would type in the file name. And if we tab, of course, we move to the various controls inside this dialog. And what we actually have here is just a review, I guess, for a second about windows and hierarchies. We have a window called a dialog. But that window is a child window of the main Notepad application. As you may recall from some of the background talk that we engaged in our first discussion together, we said that the desktop is the main granddaddy of all windows, and each application that has something on the screen has a child window inside that desktop. So our Notepad is a child of desktop, and inside that there is a grandchild, if you will, at the moment called the File Open dialog. That window contains yet further windows. In fact, one of them is this edit box that we just looked at here, and if we press tab, we'll jump to another one of those windows.
Tab, files of type, text documents.
There's the files of type, and that's another window. Let's see what Insert F1 says about that.
This is a combo box, type in the value.
So that's a combo box. Press tab again.
Tab, open.
There's the open button.
This is a button, use enter to activate.
When I pressed Insert F1, it said that's a button. So we're learning things about as we move from these various windows.
Shift tab, file name, star.txt.
About what we actually have. And Jaws has a facility to tell us even more about that. A couple of them. One of them, well, this will make some more sense after I tell you this other one first here, I guess. Let's go into what's called home row mode. And I have no idea why it's called home row mode. It just is. But what it lets you do is move from one window to the next and find out various things about it. Now, remember we said these windows have relationships established to one another. And the operating system keeps track of pointers that let you move from one window to the next. Now, once you get a starting point, then you can crawl through this tree moving from one window to another window as long as they're related in a certain way. For example, you can move from the desktop into its first child. Once you've found its first child, you can move from that child to another child to another child. Those are all peer windows. In this case, Jaws would give us the ability to, say, get the main application window for the application that has focus, which would be the main window for Notepad. We could find its first child, which would be either the text, maybe it would be the text window where you type when you're editing a document, or maybe it would be, in this case, the dialogue here. And we can always do that kind of thing. We can find our parent, we can find our first child, and once we find that child, we can find its peers. We can move from one to the next, to the next, to the next. So let's go into home row mode and actually do that. And you do it by pressing Insert Space.
Home row on.
Now we've actually turned that mode on. So we can't actually operate our application in this mode. This is really for exploration only. Now, as we tab, moving from one window to the next, certain information is going to be spoken, and we can control what that information is. And in JAWS 3.7, they have improved this rather dramatically. I'm running 3.5 here, so we can't show you everything, but if you are running 3.7, it won't take you much to learn what the additions are. We can press the F3 function key and cycle through a list of what we want spoken.
Focus.
Focus actually means the handle. Remember that every window has a handle? It's the thing that we use in the script language to get at other information about it. They call it focus in home row mode. Again, I don't know why. If we press F3, we'll cycle through what's available.
Control ID. Class. Type. Subtype code. Real name. Say type of text.
Hey, what was real name? Let's press Shift F3 and go back one.
Real name.
Real name means that what it will do is take the window you're currently focused on and it will look up through the hierarchy. In other words, go to the parent window, see if it has a title. If it doesn't, it'll go to the to its parent. A real window in JAWS language is one that has a title. This dialog manager, I'm not sure if this guy has a title or not. We'll just find out as we explore. What else is here?
Say type of text.
Alright, that would speak the text that's in the window. And if I remember right, the home row mode actually only speaks highlighted text, not just anything that's in there. We'll confirm that here.
Focus.
Back to focus. So, that's the list. And let's pick,
Control ID, class, type.
Oh, class was good. How about that?
Class.
I shift F3 to go back to class. Now, when we press F1, it will speak whatever we've selected there.
Edit.
We are on an edit window. If I push tab, what's going to happen is we will move to the next window, as it were, in our peer level.
Static.
There's some static text.
Combo box.
There's a combo. So I'm pushing tab as we're going through, and it's just telling the type of the window that we're on here.
Button.
There's a button. Well, what is the button? Well, actually, I think it's moved our JAWS cursor, and let's see, go out of home row mode here a second with insert space.
Home row off.
And see what it is.
Open button.
That's the open button. I pressed insert 5 on the numpad row to do a say word, basically, there, and it told me that's the open button. We're gonna find that. We're going to write a script to find that. Let's go back into home row.
Home row on.
Insert space did that.
Button.
And I'm tabbing now. There's another button.
Over window 32.
I don't know what toolbar window 32 is. In the moment, I don't care.
Scroll bar.
There's this.
No next window.
Okay, now we got to the end of the chain. See, that was our last peer. And we can push tab all day, and it'll just say
no next window.
And if we push shift tab, we'll go backwards in that order.
Toolbar window, button, combo box, static, edit, static, no prior window.
Then we got to the other end. That's the left end. Doing the shift tab, I call it the left end anyway.
Edit.
They're back to our edit. Now let's see if it has a child. My guess is that it doesn't, but the way we'll find that is we'll press F2. That tells home row mode to find the first child.
Child window not found.
There isn't one. Well, let's press Shift F2 and see if we got a parent.
Number 32,770.
Yeah, we do. Who knows what it is? Let's go see if we can press F3 and get some other information here.
Type.
How about the type?
Dialogue.
What I did is press F1 to make it speak it, so I'll do F3 to pick what it is that we're going to have spoken, and then F1 to actually speak it. That, it turns out, is the main window for the dialogue. Now, remember, now if I go up one, I should actually get back to the application main window, which would be Shift F2.
Unknown window type.
It doesn't know what that type is.
Subtype code, real name.
The real name is
Untitled Notepad.
Okay, so we're at the application main window now. We've crawled up through the hierarchy. And now we want to go back down and find that edit box, just to sort of prove out navigating here. Again, our focus is the main application window. We'll push F2 to find its first child.
Child window not found.
Oh, and it says, and it does that. And now I don't know why it does that. To be honest with you, I think there's a bug somewhere in JAWS that need to fix.
Open.
We can't find it. So, as you're using the home row mode, be prepared to be confused from time to time because it won't make sense to you. There's just something not quite right about it. Maybe they have fixed that in 3.7. I think I recall from some experiments I did that it is better.
No prior windows.
So let me get myself back to the edit here. It really won't, but what we'll do is pretend that it'll actually take me all week to do it, and next week we'll pick up from here. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the series or questions you'd like us to discuss here on the air, send your messages to scriptman@acbradio.org.